Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a really special guest here today. Her name is Sadia Sanders, a single life expert who encourages single women to celebrate their single life right now, with or without a partner. She had to learn how to embrace her single life and is passionate about teaching others to do the same. Welcome to the show, Sadia. How are you today?
I'm good, Mari. It's Sadia. Good morning.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. And so
tell us
a little bit about the story of how, you know, you've come to do what you currently do, help single women just be happy with the space they're in.
Well, I was constantly being asked why I'm not in a relationship or married with kids. I've also been accused, like many single women, of being too picky. Well, you know, maybe that's why you don't have a man, because you're just, the standards are too high. You know, and we've all heard this at some point in our lives, but being over 30, just early on, even before I was 30, I started to entertain guys who I should not have been at all, because I started buying into what other people were telling me about, you know, my standards being too high, being too picky, you need to give this person a chance, et cetera, just for the sake of having that title of girlfriend or fiance or whatever. You know, people get caught up into these titles. So I was entertaining the wrong people, and I believe that's why I'm single now, is because I wasted a lot of time doing that and just ending up in one dead-end relationship after another.
I'm glad that you speak out about this, because, man, I married really young in my 20s, which was the fad back then. I married in the early 80s, but I remember looking around and seeing all my friends getting married. You know, all of them were married or engaged on the way to be married, and here I was, like, 23 years old, right, and thinking, geez, you know, if I don't hurry up and get married, I'm not going to get married at all, which is so different now.
At 23.
At 23. I seriously felt that way. I'm not even kidding. But I love that you're bringing this up, because there is so much pressure. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the pressure that you experienced, and how you got the courage to, you know, to just not bend to that and stand in your power.
Well, once you figure out this isn't working, you know, when you're going after finding yourself in the same patterns over and over again, and just really being authentic starts with your mindset. You've got to change your mindset. Mm-hmm. Once you realize, okay, what I've been doing is not working for me, I'm not in any long-term relationship past maybe a year or two, I'm not married, I'm not happy with this person or this serial dating situation, you have to kind of do some soul searching and say, okay, what am I doing that I need to change, and why am I doing it, you know? And once I figured out I was getting in and out of these dating situations because I was listening to other people, I had to stop, you know, listening to those people and get the strength to say, you know what, thanks for your concern. However, you know, I'm just going to stick to my standards. I know what I like. I know what I want. And you have to realize these people are not living your life. They're not living with you. So what works for them may not work for you. And once you get that, you know, you'll start to change your behavior.
Mm-hmm. I love the part where you say, why am I doing it? And, you know, going inside and asking yourself these very deep questions and being honest and truthful about the answers, that's authenticity. Why am I doing this? So many times we don't know why we do something. We just do it, you know, to please other people, to be who society tells us we have to be, but we don't even know we're doing it, which is usually the case. I'm sure it was the case with you. So why are you so passionate about this? Now you're actually redefining the word spinster and
right.
helping other women. Why is this your passion?
Well, Mari, I think it's my passion because I see so many of us ending in divorce, you know, so many relationships where, you know, there are children involved and mm-hmm. the woman is not happy. And like you just said, you know, they don't know why they're doing this. They don't know why they married this person. They got pressured into it. Sometimes even in this day and age in the U.S., there are still arranged marriages. You know, where
wow.
the parents are feeling like, okay, well, I got to get you with somebody. I need grandkids. I need this. I need that. And I did
mm-hmm.
grow up in a household of people pleasing and not
mm-hmm.
even realizing that until, you know, I was able to have some kind of point of reference for what that looks like.
Right.
And I just had to, you know, being an only child too, it's just the focus
wow.
was always on me, you know? So. trying to please and, you know, get the grades, go to this school, get this job, you know, what have you, or just show up to events you didn't really want to go to because you wouldn't be made
mm-hmm.
to feel guilty, you know, if you didn't. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, once I got out on my own and I was doing my own thing, and, you know, that's another big part of it. If you're relying on someone else to finance your lifestyle, then you tend
mm-hmm.
to feel like, okay, well, I have to do what they say or they're suggesting. You know, I have to take
mm-hmm.
what their opinions are into consideration. And when you're all on your own, you can tune out all that noise, you know, and
yeah.
just say, you know, it's just me, myself, and I. And if I'm not happy with the situation, then I can change it. I don't owe anyone anything.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, going back to your question, that's what makes me so passionate about it, because I see so many women getting caught up in that. And I think had I continued on the path I was going, I'd probably be divorced by now.
Mm. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about another part of this. I love the where you say, you know, there's such a freedom in being on your own. You're not tied
mm-hmm.
financially to anybody else. You can pretty much do whatever you want, et cetera. But also, I have found that women, and even I found this in myself, it's like you hold back. You don't live your life fully because
yeah.
you're waiting for that partner. Speak to
right.
that a little bit.
Yeah. And just like, okay, let's take something as simple as, or what we think is simple as travel, right? So single women are always in fear or being made to be in fear of their safety. You know, well, they can't really enjoy the experience without someone else there. Some women will hold off on going to specific places. Now, they may travel, but, well, I'm only going to go to Fuji on my honeymoon. I'm going to save that.
Right.
You know, for my honeymoon. I'm only going to dine at this particular restaurant when I'm with someone because
mm-hmm.
I want to experience that as a couple. And, you know, that might happen, it might not, or it could take years. And, you know, we see what's going on in our world today. No day is promised, you know.
Right.
This could be it. You could not wake up tomorrow and not have done all the things that you said you wanted to do, but you were waiting for someone else to do them
right.
with. And, you know, it can get a little discouraging, even among friends. Because you want to, you know, have your girls' trips or your couples' trips or things like that. But, you know, everyone has their own lives and their own agenda. So are you going to not experience life because you're waiting on other people? You know, that's just the bottom
yeah.
line of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I was thinking when you're saying that, okay, so I'm going to experience Fuji on my honeymoon. Well, if you're not with the right guy, it's not going to be all so awesome and romantic. Or, you know,
right.
or I'm going to go to this special restaurant. But if you're fighting with the guy, the, you
uh-huh.
know, I went on a cruise once and came off the cruise ship fighting. And I thought, this is not what I want. And soon after, you know, we broke up, of course. But I was like,
mm-hmm.
this is a cruise. It's supposed to be, you know, the best experiences ever. But it's not with the right person. So you're better off going on your own and doing what you want instead
right.
of experiencing something like that. So that's the other part of it. Good. So,
and then you're sitting
the
there, you know, like, I could be here by myself and have a better time. You know, you're fantasizing about being by yourself when you're with this wrong person.
Yes, that would happen to me all the time. And I thought I would be better off by myself. And then, of course, then when I was by myself, I'm like, oh, you know, you see the couples, you're like, oh, I wish I had somebody. But then I remember that person and say, you know what?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm better off by myself because no one's fighting with me and no one's, you know, bothering me. Oh, my gosh. So let's talk a little bit more about authenticity. You hit on the point previously, and I love what you said. Let's talk a little bit more deeply about being your authentic self, being who you really are, and how you did this and what you learned from it.
Well, you know, I think if you go back to your childhood and the things that made you happy and the things that you liked or wanted to experience, a lot of times we kind of push those things to the back when we start hearing the voices of other people. And I had to just kind of go back to, okay, what did I say when I was young? Example, I said, and I had no point of reference for this. I don't know why this came to my head, but I said when I was in high school that I didn't want to date a guy with kids. And I don't know why. You know, I had never done that in high school. But, you know, there were kids around me here and there, not too prevalent, that had, you know, teen pregnancies or things like that. And I'd say, I don't want to date a guy with kids. Well, fast forward, I said, well, maybe I'll give it a chance because, again, here's the, you're not, you know, giving these guys a chance and you might be missing out on a good relationship, blah, blah, blah. And I hated it. And, you know, it wasn't the kids that were the problem. It was the dynamic between the guy and the mother. And when you have young kids, especially if they're babies, you know, there's a lot of involvement and there's a lot of interaction and there's a lot of time that needs to be devoted to that child that, you know, you're not spending with trying to get to know this person. So, you know, I had to stick to, okay, even though now I'm older and most of the people that I meet now have children, I have this, you know, standard of they cannot be under a certain age because I just don't want all that interaction, you know, with the mom and the co-parenting not working. And then, you know, you two are arguing, so then you're in a bad mood, you know, when you're around me and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, just those type of things where it's like, okay, identifying what you want in a partner, in a relationship, making sure you are bringing those things too, because it's not just about, you know, you taking from this other person. You have to make sure you're emotionally available as well and stable and open, you know, to being in a relationship. But you got to identify what you want. And once you identify what you want, don't let other people talk you out of it. You know, because that is being inauthentic, and you can't be inauthentic forever. At some point, it's going to bubble up, you know, your true self. They say you should wait 90 days before, you know, you're in a sexual relationship with someone, because then you'll really see who they are. The little cracks will show here and there within that 90 days, because people can't pretend that long, or that's the theory. But you can't pretend that long either. You know? You yourself can't pretend like, you know, you're okay with someone who doesn't have a job. If, you know, if you're not okay with that, you know, just for the sake of saying, oh, I have a date. Because, you know, we as well, you know, he's in between jobs. Let me help him. Let me write his resume for him. Let me pick him up. Oh, I'll pick up the tab here and there, you know. And you really don't want that. You want someone who is stable financially, who is self-motivated. I had to learn that about myself. Self-motivated, goal-oriented, because you're going to burn yourself out trying to create in someone what you want, you know, versus just waiting for, you know, to get what you want.
I love that. I love the such wise words, you know. I used to think that I could fix everybody and anybody, especially men. And, okay, so they have this little flaw, but I could fix that, you know, and I did. I would burn myself out big time and be exhausted and angry and resentful and not even know why. And so those are really wise words. I love the part of going back to your childhood to remember what things were like when you were a little girl, what you wished for. you know, your 15-year-old, whatever, your high school self, your teenage self is very wise. And but you didn't know it. You figure, well, you know, these other people are older. They know better than my own. But that was your own instincts, what I call your first instincts.
Exactly.
And those are usually
exactly.
pretty right on. So that's fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsorships. But if you want to call in and ask Addie a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And we'll be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including NBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to be Authentic.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
I struggled with alcohol and drugs, which is a big part of why I succeed in helping families help the ones they love accept help and achieve lasting recovery.
If you know someone who is addicted to drugs or alcohol but you don't know what to do, call Steve Bruno, interventionist and referral specialist, for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 747-220-2287 or visit stevebruno.com. Again, that's 747-220-2287 or visit stevebruno.com.
I'm Sue Matthews, the author of Paint Your Hair Blue, a celebration of life with hope for tomorrow in the face of pediatric cancer. PaintYourHairBlue.com. My book is about my daughter Taylor's journey through cancer. Your heart will break and soar, sometimes simultaneously, as you learn about Taylor's fierce courage and unremitting resolve to not permit cancer to scar her spirit or body. You'll come away from the book with a vivid understanding of how truly short and precious life is and a greater willingness to add more color as we go along.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Sadia Sanders. She's a single life expert who encourages single women to celebrate their single life right now with or without a partner. So, Sadia, what do you think that is the first thing a person must do to begin to change their outlook on single life to a positive one, to see themselves as having full life rather than being locked?
Well, I think, you know, going back to the mindset, as we talked about before, once you kind of can identify that your life is not so bad, you know, it's not this lonely, desperate, person, seeing that you can do anything that you want to do whenever you want to do it. And that's not to say you want to be single forever, but while you are, you know, take this time to figure out maybe different career goals that you may have, or if you want to get healthier or go back to school or whatever it is, you don't have to have the opinion or the permission of anyone else. You know, those are some of the great things about being single. And in that single season, you can kind of restructure the way that you move through life. You know, again, with the people pleasing, a large part of why women feel that there's something wrong with them and they feel like they need to change who they are authentically is because you're trying to please other people. You know, that's really at the core of it. And I can see it now, and I didn't before. You know, I can identify, that's what people pleasing looks like. Even in the workplace, I can see how women move versus how men move. You know, when men make a mistake and you kind of point that out, hey, you know, this wasn't correct or whatever, they don't apologize. They just fix it. women, we have to give you this story, you know, about why it didn't work and blah, blah, blah. You know, because we're trying to basically, I guess, get your empathy and, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. And you notice women will say sorry for no reason.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
For no reason at all. Oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's just this anxiety that we have. But you just got to breathe and stop jumping from relationship to relationship. If you're single right now and you haven't dated, just take this time to be with yourself and identify those things that make you happy, because you can't rely on another person for your happiness. That's too much to put on someone else. And they're going to disappoint you if you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key. I think that those are the key words. You cannot depend on someone else for your happiness. Your happiness comes from inside of you. I had to learn that.
Exactly.
Fairy tales that we heard as children, as little girls, Cinderella, everybody, all those fairy tales, it was the prince who brought the happiness, the prince, right? With all his wonderful things. Before the prince came, their life was miserable. And so that's what we grew up learning. Even though we were children, that was kind of instilled inside. And I myself believe that little story, you know. But when I learned that my happiness is in my hands, wow, that's a really powerful thing. It's completely freed me, because now I can choose to be happy. I don't have to wait for anybody to come around to make me happy. Not that people don't enhance your life and bring more joy. It's not about that. But the happiness is up to us, so I'm so glad that you mentioned that. So what is the main message you really want to bring to the public, Sadia?
That, you know, no matter what age you are, whether you're divorced, never been married, single mom, never had kids, you still have a life to live. And you do not have to define yourself by what other people want for you. That is the main message, because as long as we are looking outside of ourselves, we're going to go through these ups and downs and all these changes. Okay, well, that didn't work. Okay, let me try this. Well, that didn't work. You know, I see all of these workshops and tools for women to attract the man, or to get the man to marry you, or, you know, something like that. Where, I mean, and subliminally, you're telling me something's wrong with me. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
You know, and people buy it, you know, because those are the images we see. Like you said, you know, in childhood, it was the fairy tale. It was the, you know, the let's play house and the mom and the dad, and, you know, the man is going to enhance my finances, and, you know, their households feel that, you know, the woman won't work, or really she's not motivated to be all she can be because she's waiting for this guy to come. You know, and nowadays I don't see too many men who want a woman that is not bringing something to the table herself, who's just wanting him to come in and take care of all the bills, and if she already has children, okay, I want you to be a father to my children too, and, you know, I just want to be a housewife. You don't see that too often anymore, and I think with the reality shows, that perpetuates it too, because you have athletes or celebrities, whatever it is they do for a living, that make a lot of money, and so, you know, the woman is able to shop and get Botox and drink and go to Pilates or whatever. So, you know, these images are bombarding us all the time, but a lot of it isn't realistic, you know.
Right.
And once you figure out this is not reality, you know, you don't know really what's going on behind the scenes. You know, a lot of these celebrities are fraud or embezzlement. They're going to jail, you know, all this kind of stuff. But you just see the glamour, you know, especially our younger girls growing up now in age of social media and all of that kind of stuff. So you just really have to be happy with who you are. Not to say that, you know, we don't need improvement. Everyone could gain from doing some self-improvement. But
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you just because you don't have a husband or you're not in a relationship.
Very well said. I love that. There's nothing wrong with you. And you're right. Yeah. Some of these courses, I remember reading that book, The Rules. I don't know if you ever read that one. One of the most damaging books ever written for women. Rules about dating, you know, how to, don't call the guy back. Wait till he calls you three or four times. Well, you know what? Guy's not going to call you three or four times anymore. They're going to call you once or twice, and then they're going to write you off because they figure, well, what else would you figure if you call someone and they don't call you back? And you call them again and they don't call you back, even if it's one of your girlfriends, right? You figure, well, they don't want to deal with me anymore. And so so those kind of things perpetuate lies is what it is. Just like you say, the so-called reality shows, they should be called unreality shows that perpetuate
They're scripted.
It's Hollywood. It's Hollywood. They just want to entertain us, but some people take it as reality. So very well said. So let's talk about how to get a hold of you. If somebody wants to talk to you, get some coaching from you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, my website is available, urbanspinster.com. You can click the email contact there and get a hold of me. My podcast link is also there, and you can listen to the Urban Spinster podcast on anywhere you choose to, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, et cetera. It's being pushed out to all those platforms. And my social media handles for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is at Urban Spinster XO.
Great. And you can also find Sadia on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. She's on the radio show page there. You'll see her picture, and you'll be able to click into her website from there if you want to get a hold of her. Wonderful. So we're going down to the last couple of minutes of the show. Is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, maybe something that's on your heart?
Well, if you need assistance, like Martin was asking with coaching, now I don't provide one-on-one coaching in that way, but if you need assistance with the mindset, how to change that, lifestyle changes, because as we get older, some of our friends have gotten into being moms and wives, and they don't have time to, you know, hang out as a single woman does, which is, you know, another perk.
Right.
You can just go out and do what you want to do without a babysitter or, you know, there are tools on my website for lifestyle, mindset, money, how to be a single person and manage your money. Or if that means you need to make more because you have one income, there are tools for that. And ownership. I am a homeowner as well. And that was another thing that a lot of women were told is that you needed a husband in order to purchase a home. And even, you know, though we are statistically buying homes more than men or single men, you still run into those issues where, you know, people treat you differently if they know that you're the only person in the home or you're the only person buying the home. Everyone is asking, well, where's your husband? You know, or, you know, don't you have a husband? Well, I'm telling you, my gardener I've been using this same gardener for about 5-6 years, and he was hinting around about, you know, how much it's costing him to do business. So I just asked him directly, hey, are you going to go up on your prices? And instead of answering me, he asked me if I had a husband, as if I guess that was going to determine whether or not he charged me more.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Like if she has a husband, then I'll be comfortable with spiking her price up. If not, I'll have some pity on her. And that's fine.
And that's case, it works for you.
Exactly. It works in my favor.
Very
so
good.
Hey, I have no problem with it. So don't get offended, you know, if somebody wants to give you a discount because they think you're a poor little single girl.
Right.
But on my website, I have those tools.
Okay, wonderful. So go visit her website, find her on my website. Thank you so much for being on my show, Sadia. It was wonderful having you today.
Thank you, Mari.
And thanks for listening in. Make sure to spread this. This is really good information. And make sure you listen to us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is
Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.